All right, you've got it on KHOM. Speaking of science, it's Science Night coming up on Friday at the campus of College of the Redwoods. And we've got biology professor Karen Rice here in the studio with us to tell us a little bit more about it. How are you doing?
Doing well, Cliff. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So this is the, it says the 27th, but I know you had a three-year hiatus, right?
We haven't had Science Night in 3 years. And there have been years when we haven't had Science Night. So we're running a little longer than that. But this is our 27th, and it's our first Science Night on the new campus, new buildings, new science labs, but it's still going to be familiar to those who have been there before. A lot of the same old tricks will be going on.
Now, those 3 years, there was no science actually happening.
Oh, there was plenty of science happening. We moved into the new buildings about a month before Science Night would have happened. We said, no, we can't do this.
It would have been too hectic, probably.
It was already hectic enough.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. And it goes from 5 until 9, and it's coming up this coming Friday. For folks who have been to Science Night, they know what it's all about.
Right.
But for those who have never done it, why don't you invite them and let them know what it's all about?
It is a madhouse carnival for all things scientific. It's a blast for kids. We've had 1,000, 2,000 people coming, kids, families. Something for math. There's physics. There's chemistry. We have a big chemistry magic show. One of our chemistry professors makes gummy bears scream with delight, we hope.
Wow.
I stuff dead animals. We have living marine creatures in under microscopes in a dish.
I want to know how to make gummy bears scream. That's what I would like to
learn. It's actually very simple chemistry, as it turns out. We'll have ping pong balls being shot out of makeshift cannons at 200-300 miles an hour. All kinds of fun for any kid or adult that just likes to tinker and see things, all things scientific.
Now, the thing is, every kid is a scientist at heart. There isn't one kid that doesn't experiment with stuff.
That's
everyone
right.
does. I mean, it's and the lucky adults have not had it scared out of them over the years, because I think everyone still always is curious.
That is so true, and I see that with my little demo, because I'm making museum specimens, stuffing chipmunks and gophers and squirrels and the like. And it's the parents who are standing at the door saying, oh, look what she's doing. And the kids are 5-6 kids deep, screaming for, let me see the heart, let me see the intestine. Oh, that's so cool. They're not scared. And then we have California Reptorium with giant pythons and boas and lizards. And the kids have lizards on their heads and snakes wrapped around their waists. And the parents are the squeamish ones. So we see that at Science Night. The kids want to be there. They have a blast.
Well, the thing is, everyone really enjoys it. I mean, the popularity of shows like Nova on PBS really, it shows you that people really are turned on by that. And popularity of things like Cosmos, is that latest version that Neil deGrasse Tyson just did, was so exciting. It was, people love that.
I think humans are curious by nature.
And
despite the fact that we try to dampen that with all kinds of perhaps not so great pastimes, you see it in the kids. And, lots of adults are curious still. And this will bring it out of them.
Absolutely. And
it's free.
It's free
for all.
And there's food. The best price.
The cafeteria will be open for dinner, so people can come from
gummy bears.
If they want. No gummy bears. Pasta, salad, pizza.
Screaming gummy bears for dinner. Those will just be for your entertainment.
That's right.
Alrighty. So, folks who aren't aware of the new campus and where it's going to be this year, I want you to let them know.
Okay, so it's the same old site, but what we're doing is we're closing off the entrance that will lead them to where all the buildings used to be with the activities, and they'll come to the south entrance. That will be their only choice. They'll come to the south entrance and come towards the main administration building, and there'll be tons of volunteers and signage directing them to the buildings where all the events are.
Fantastic.
New science building, new humanities building, but then also our applied tech buildings. And health occupations will have some stuff going on. I believe there's going to be tooth fairies flying around.
Really?
Yes.
You don't see that every day.
No, you don't.
So not only do you get to see demonstrations and whatnot, but you actually get to do some hands-on stuff.
Yes. Yes. The kids will be able to be poking around at marine organisms, and there's going to be places where they can do mathematically based origami. The 3D printer will be working, and sometimes there's some direction.
I want one of those.
I want one of those, too, thinking of all the things I can make with a 3D printer. So there's stuff for everyone.
You know what that is? A 3D printer. It's like the Star Trek replicator.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
It is pretty cool. I actually wish that I could get out more on Science Night. I'm usually in my little area doing my little thing, and I keep hearing stories coming back of all the cool things in different rooms all over campus. Someday I won't do it, and I'll run around and play.
There you go. Well, everyone else is invited to come out and play. Again, it's this coming Friday from 5 till 9, campus of College of the Redwoods. Absolutely free. If you don't go, something's wrong with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair to say.
That's it. Yeah, I'm biased, though. I've been a science geek since I was a kid. I never grew up, so that's why I'm in radio. Never got a real job. We just play. We play music. We get to talk.
Well, you can come Friday night and see us play with science.
There
that's
you
all
go.
We do, too.
And make gummy bears scream. Perhaps with delight. We'll see. I don't know if this is torture or not. I don't know if there is some kind of organization to protect gummy bears.
The rights of gummy bears.
We'll see. We will see. All righty. Well, Karen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Clint.
You bet.